This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. 20 years ago, the great Russian pianist Sviatoslav Richter passed away at the age of 82. And on the occasion of his centenary a few years back, I devoted one of our very first shows to Richter. He was a pianist who was hard to pin down. He could be volatile and wildly imaginative, or he could be austere and bleak and even boring at times. Richter had a huge and wide-ranging repertoire, yet he had curious blind spots. For instance, he only played 2 of the 5 Beethoven concertos. He played only the 2nd of Brahms' 2 piano concertos. He would only play 6 out of the 8 pieces in Schumann's Fantasiestück, and so on and so forth. Richter did not like to make studio recordings. He said that he was frightened by microphones and that he considered the recording studio to be something of a torture chamber. Yet there are hundreds of Richter recordings, the majority of which do come from concert performances, however. And there are quite a few Richter obsessives out there who seek out as many live recordings as they can find, very much in the way that Deadheads used to trade cassettes of live Grateful Dead concerts. You know, I've always thought that Sviatoslav Richter was the Grateful Dead of piano playing. He was just as anti-commercial, and he followed the beat of his own drum, so to speak. Beethoven marks the 4th and final movement of his piano sonata number 18 in E-flat, opus 31, number 3, Presto con Fuoco, Fast with Fire. And in this 1965 live recording, you can tell that Richter is definitely taking Beethoven's directive literally. Thank you. Presto con fuoco finale to Beethoven's Piano Sonata in E-flat, Opus 31, Number 3, recorded live in Prague with pianist Sviatoslav Richter, who is our featured artist this hour. This next selection is the fourth of Robert Schumann's 8 novelettes, Opus 21, and in this live performance from Tokyo in 1979, Sviatoslav Richter combines fluency and solidity with a lot of authority and concentration. Let's listen. Music by Robert Schumann, the fourth of his 8 novelletten, Opus 21, a live 1979 recording with pianist Sviatoslav Richter. The Polish composer Karol Szymanowski wrote a series of piano mazurkas that combine both an outgoing earthiness and an introspective sensuality. And I think that Sviatoslav Richter's performances of the mazurkas usually manage to address both of these qualities. From Szymanowski's Opus 50 mazurkas, we are going to hear number 1 and number 17. These come from a concert that took place in Budapest on September 11th, 1982, Sviatoslav Richter at the piano. Thank you. pianist Sviatoslav Richter, our featured artist this hour on Between the Keys, performing Karol Szymanowski's Mazurkas, Opus 50, Numbers 1 and 17. Unlike certain solo recitalists who do not like to share the spotlight, Sviatoslav Richter loved playing chamber music and to collaborate with singers. Richter frequently appeared with the violinist David Oistrakh, and after Oistrakh's death in 1984, Richter teamed up with the young violinist Oleg Kagan on numerous occasions. Here's a short but sweet example of their Mozart. This is the Andante and Allegretto in C major, Kerschel 404. Oleg Kagan, violinist and pianist, Sviatoslav Richter. Music of Mozart, the Andante and Allegretto in C major, Kerschel 404, violinist Oleg Kagan with our feature artist this hour, pianist Sviatoslav Richter. Richter was a friend and an admirer of the composer Benjamin Britten, and they frequently collaborated in duo piano concerts. Richter also recorded Britten's early piano concerto with the composer conducting the English Chamber Orchestra, and from that recording we will hear the second movement waltz.
Thank you.
That was the Waltz Movement, the second movement of Benjamin Britten's Piano Concerto, Opus 13, in a 1970 recording with the composer conducting the English Chamber Orchestra. The piano soloist was Sviatoslav Richter, our featured artist this week on Between the Keys. My name is Jed Disler, and I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network. Here is a little taste of Sviatoslav Richter playing music of Bach. This is the Allegro from BWV 998. Allegro from J.S. Bach's Prelude, Allegro, and Fugue in E-flat major. Sviatoslav Richter at the piano. That's from a concert that took place in Bonn, Germany in September 1993. Among Hugo Wolf's many fantastic songs for voice and piano, his setting of Goethe's poem Prometheus features a rather daunting piano part that requires a lot of power, to say nothing of technique. And, in fact, Hugo Wolf actually orchestrated this song, but in the hands of Sviatoslav Richter, one hardly misses the orchestra. And in this performance, I think he matches the imposing baritone voice of Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau for projection and authority in a live 1977 performance of Hugo Wolf's Prometheus.
Thank you. Die allmächtige Zeit und
Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Sviatoslav Richter at the piano in music by Hugo Wolf, the composer's setting of Goethe's poem Prometheus, recorded live in 1977 at the Bavarian Opera House. That's from a recital entirely devoted to Hugo Wolf-Lieder, and that's on the Orfeo label. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys as we observe the 20th anniversary of pianist Sviatoslav Richter's passing. I think we need to decompress a bit after that big Hugo Wolf tour de force. So let's hear Richter in a beautifully spacious rendition of Debussy's Prelude from the Preludes Book 1, Des Pas sur la Neige. Thank you. From Debussy's Preludes, Book 1, we just heard Des Pas sur la Neige, Footprints in the Snow, with pianist Sviatoslav Richter from his recital on January 14th, 1985 at the Budapest Opera House. At this point, I think our musical palates have cleared and that we are ready for our final selection by a composer for whom Richter had a tremendous affinity, Alexander Scriabin. Scriabin's late works, to my ears at least, are both mysterious and erotic in content. Apparently, Scriabin was especially fond of his seventh piano sonata, which is also known by the nickname the White Mass. Let's hear Sviatoslav Richter in Scriabin's seventh sonata live in Moscow, December 30th, 1964.
Thank you.
The Sonata No. 7, subtitled The White Mass, by Alexander Scriabin, in a live performance from the Moscow Conservatory that took place on December 30th, 1964, with pianist Sviatoslav Richter, who has been our featured artist this past hour on Between the Keys. We have time for an encore, the Chopin C-sharp minor etude. Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, Sviatoslav Richter at his demonic apex, playing Chopin's C-sharp minor etude, Opus 10, No. 4, live from London's Royal Festival Hall in 1961. The pianist Sviatoslav Richter has been our featured artist this week on Between the Keys, and I hope you have enjoyed this program. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I hope you will be back with me next week at this time. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.